And on today's program, we'd like to visit with one of our longtime supporting institutions of these Scholastic Games programs, the Nordson Corporation Foundation, and its executive director, Cecilia Render. And Cecilia, thanks for joining us on Dialogues. And initially, I guess we'd like to ask you for a little history about the Nordson Corporation Foundation. I understand founded about 1989. Does that sound correct?
Yes, and thank you for having me with you today, Bob. But there's been an iteration of the foundation since actually 1954, but we split with the family in 1988. So now there's the Nord Family Foundation and the Nordson Corporation Foundation.
So it really does date back to the earliest times of the corporation's founding. You know, I understand that it was not that long ago that you personally celebrated some 20 years as the executive director. Is that right?
20 years with Nordson. I don't know that all of those were as executive director. I came in as the program officer, but 23 years in next month.
Wow, that's a tremendous legacy. We have to mention, incidentally, among your accomplishments, you were just named to the Hall of Fame at your local high school, Shaker Heights, the Cleveland suburb. That had to be a nice little honor coming your way.
It was. It was very nice to be recognized for that. Actually, my brother was inducted, I want to say maybe 2 years ago. And so we are supposedly the only siblings to have been inducted. So, yeah, it's a great honor.
Oh, no, that's great. Well, tell us, how did you personally, how did you gravitate to working in philanthropy and what brought you to the Nordson Corporation?
I kind of, as most people do that fall into philanthropy, kind of just fall into it. I had taken some time off from work and had gone back to get a master's degree in education at Cleveland State, and I got a call from someone I had worked with before, and they said that our boss from that job was looking for somebody, and she had been the first director of the Nordson Corporation Foundation. So I gave her a call and just said, you know, what's the job? Do you think I'd like it? And she said, I think you'd be good at it, but you won't have that one-on-one with students, which is what I typically had done in my previous job. And so it's kind of been history since then. So that was in 1999, and I've been here ever since.
Boy,
so just gravitated towards it. And the fact that it's an education foundation actually helps because that's my area of interest also.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. As far as the foundation, and as you suggest, your teaching background and so forth, but education really is very much a focus of the foundation. Could you elaborate on that for us?
So back in, I'm going to say about 2008 or so, when markets kind of were going bad and we didn't have a lot of money to give, we sat down with the board and did a strategic plan. And we're trying to figure out how we could make the best impact, because what we had been doing was kind of an even spread among human welfare, education, arts and culture, and civics. And everybody on the board, all of the directors said that their interest was in education. And education kind of in the broad sense, some wanted early childhood, some wanted adult, some wanted anything in between. So we say education in the broad sense, but we do a lot with STEM education because, again, we are a manufacturing company, and we want to make sure that we have that students have an interest in going into some of the technical and engineering fields.
You know, and I know that I've talked to some folks previously that were part of the Tech Challenge, I think, a program that you have brought into the schools in Lorain County, introducing technology in a fun way to students and you know, looking from what I recall in my interviews, you know, trying to reach boys and girls as far as, you know, technology and getting involved in that kind of development. Is that one of the programs? I think it was called the Tech Challenge.
I think you're referring to, it's called Nordson Tech Time.
Right.
And what we do is we work with an organization that puts together a lot of STEM, fun STEM activities to, for students to get involved in during like an assembly. And then they're given prompts to write an essay around technology. And so they work with the teachers in the schools to find out what a good prompt for that essay would be for that year. And then the students all write essays. They're graded and judged. And then the top winners can win an iPad.
Well, that's right. Exactly. That's the program I was referring to. How do you determine where to invest philanthropically as far as, you know, what particular programs? That has to be one of the bigger challenges of your position as far as looking at the types of opportunities that are brought to your front door. But at the same time, you know, how do you make those determinations?
Right. So what we try to do is work in what are considered underrepresented communities. So we want to find educational opportunities that will help those students get excited about going to school. So we do a lot of extracurricular type of science and math activities so that those students have that interest. And then so we spend a lot of time trying to find partners out in the community who kind of fill that that niche for us of how students can learn to succeed in education. So we have some national programs that we support that, again, we found organizations that we thought were doing a good job. We said, okay, can you do this program in every city that we're in across the country? And so we have some that we have set up that way. Others are just local. So it all just depends upon what's working in that community.
I might have, you know, a program or an idea that might fill the bill. How does one best contact you?
You can find us at Nordson.com. And just on the search bar on the side, it'll say, I think it just says community.
Very
and
good.
If you click on that, it talks about the foundation and talks about the founders and all of that.
Very good. So it's Nordson, simply enough, Nordson.com. And then that's a simple way to go. Well, thank you, Cecilia Renders, Executive Director of the Nordson Corporation Foundation, for being our guest.